This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Monday lunchtime. I'm Jamie O'Hara with Red FM's daily news podcast. Concern has been raised about the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines in Ireland. It's after a further 6,888 cases, including 862 in Cork, were confirmed last night. This is how that story was covered earlier today.
More than 60,000 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed in the Republic over the past 2 weeks. It's more cases than in the first 8 months of the pandemic here. The estimated national 14-day incidence rate of the virus is now at 1,291 cases per 100,000 people. Cork University Hospital has the most patients with the virus in the country. 135 people there have been diagnosed as COVID positive. Professor Anthony Staines says he has concerns about the speed of the rollout of a vaccine.
I think the reality is that we are not going to vaccinate 80% of our population till the autumn. We've been doing a little bit of work modelling various scenarios for vaccination, and it's very hard to see how we can get vaccination completed, certainly much before September and probably much before October.
Cork Airport say they are working with their parent company to ensure they're ready for the resumption of air travel. The airport released its passenger numbers for last year this morning. Here's how we reported that in our morning bulletins.
Over 2 million less passengers passed through Cork Airport in 2020. Just 530,000 people used the country's second biggest airport last year, a decline of 80% compared to 2019. Almost 400,000 people used the airport between January and March, with just 130,000 passengers recorded for the remainder of the year. Passenger traffic had grown by 25% between 2015 and 2019 and was forecast to continue growing before the pandemic hit. London Heathrow remains the most popular destination despite a drop of 288,000 passengers this year. Speaking to Red FM News communications manager at Cork Airport, Kevin Cullinan says recovery plans are underway.
We went from having over 50 routes served by 8 scheduled airlines to just 2 routes with 2 airlines. We have a long road back to regrow our network out of Cork Airport and become an engine of growth for the regional economy once again. But we are working on plans for that recovery with the support of our parent group DAA, so we can rebuild our UK and continental networks as soon as possible and reconnect Cork to the rest of the world.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
I'm Rory in sport, and Stephen McDonald says it was the right time for him to call time on his inter-county career. The Glen Rovers clubman released a statement last week calling time on his involvement with the Cork Hurlers, the 31-year-old making his debut for the Rebels back in 2011. McDonald told Red FM Sport it wasn't an easy decision to make.
It wasn't a decision I made because I didn't think I was able for it. I backed myself, and how I always played was I had confidence in myself to go there and do a good job, and I still have that confidence in myself to go there and do a good job representing Cork. But you know, it's just, you know, holistically taking everything into account, I just felt, you know, and I felt deeper in me that it was the right thing to do.
You can listen to that interview in full on the Big Red Bench podcast. In golf, next year's PGA Championship won't take place at Trump National Golf Club Bedminster. The course in New Jersey had been due to host the major, but tour organisers have voted to move it, saying that using the facility would be detrimental to the brand. The decision comes less than a week after supporters of the US president, who owns the course, stormed the US Capitol. The Trump organisation say they're incredibly disappointed, claiming it's a breach of a binding contract. In football, the draw for the FA Cup fourth and fifth rounds will take place tonight. That'll be after the 8 p.m. kickoff between non-league Stockport and West Ham. Celtic meanwhile take on Hibs at 7:45 in the Scottish Premiership. The game comes after the Glasgow club announced yesterday that an unnamed player has tested positive for COVID-19 after their controversial trip to Dubai. Celtic are 22 points behind leaders Rangers with 4 games in hand.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie and check out our other podcasts.
By phone, Sinn Féin's leader and the leader of the opposition, Mary Lou McDonald, and she joins me on line one. Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year. And you too. So this is where we're at. It must be frustrating for you to be kind of like a hurler on the ditch on this, watching, looking on, wondering, you know, if you'd done things differently, you could be driving the bus. What do you make of that?
Where people are being asked to make the most extraordinary of sacrifices and their lives have been turned upside down. The least you can expect is that you have a government that has its homework done, that is fit to plan and to consult and to collaborate just to ensure that you can minimise risk, but that in an orderly way, to the best of our ability, that you can actually take people through these extraordinarily difficult times. And I think last week, Neil, with the whole debacle around schools, they were opening, they weren't opening, mixed messages, confusion, and clearly lack of preparation from government was exactly what we do not
know. No, the government, they had their mind made up on that. Secondary schools would open, and then it was leaving cert students, and the unions put the kibosh on that. So what can you do when the unions tell the teachers don't go to school?
Well, it wasn't just quite as you've reflected it there. For a number of days, we got mixed messages. The schools were opening. They weren't sure if they were opening. It was very obvious to everybody concerned, and all of us want our children in education. I'm a parent myself. I know that the disruption to services and education is hugely, hugely difficult. But it was very clear, given the level of transmission, that having a million children going to school simply wouldn't be safe. And then the botched decision around the Leaving Cert students, as my friend and Corkman, your fellow Corkman, Donagh O'Leary, very clearly stated, where you have a spike amongst young adults, where there has been no specific health advice sought or given around the safety of these students and their teachers, and where there was no proper consultation with the unions or anyone else, well then how on earth were you going to say that Leaving Cert students were going back to school? It was an absolute mess.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to get Red FM's News Extra daily.